Okay, we're going to, okay, Lord, where are we going? Psalms 32, you can turn there. The Lord has had on my heart, Galatians 2:20. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I. Now, get it. I live, yet not I. It is Christ that liveth in me. It's no longer I that liveth. The life I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God. And I thank the Lord that it is no longer I that liveth. But can we honestly say that? Who is alive in you? Have you really counted with God that you died with Christ? That you're alive in the new creation? And it's a new. In Hebrews, it says that. In Hebrews, it says in 4:12, I think it's 4:10. It's a new and a living way. So if it's a new way and it's a living way, I want to know his ways. How are we going to know that? Well, I was looking in Psalms 32, and I looked at, start with verse 7. Thou art my hiding place. God was their hiding place, David. He said, thou art my hiding place. Thou shalt preserve me from trouble. Keep it from entering in to hurt me in any way. But Job, think of the things that happened to him. God put that hedge down. And when God allows it, then we praise God and we give him thanks and we give him glory because we know that God is in charge of our life. He is the God of all grace and he preserves me from trouble. Thou shalt compass me with songs of deliverance. Selah. Think about, he will give me songs of deliverance. And I'm thankful that even in the times, the hard times, I think of Paul and Silas. What were they doing when they were in prison, when they were beaten, they were in shackles? They were praying and they were singing praises unto God. These are songs. These are victory songs. They knew that they were not a prisoner of man. They were a prisoner for Christ's sake. Even Paul says that. We will suffer. If so be that we suffer, we're going to reign with him. So I looked and it said, I will. And we need to take these words as from our Father and by the power of the Holy Spirit, I will instruct thee. I will teach you. Do you want to be taught? Everybody doesn't want to be taught. I saw people who had things to say, but nobody wanted to hear them. Well, that's not what I hear all the time. No, we need to be a listener and let God, you weigh it in the balance of God's word. Is this truth or is it not? Why do I need truth? I need truth to overcome. I need truth so I will know falsity. Why would I have to try the Spirit and know whether it be of God? You see, these things are part of our overcoming in the new life, the new man. He said, I will instruct you. And we know that chastening is for what? He corrects us, he chastens us, to instruct us in the ways of righteousness. He will teach you. He said, I'll teach you in the way that thou shalt go. I'm going to teach you. But if we get ahead of God, we don't need him to teach us. We don't need him to show me where to go. I'm going to ask somebody else. I'm going to do this. No, I will teach you. I'm going to tell you the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee. And I love this. I will guide thee. But how is he doing it? I'm going to guide you with my eye. See, God sees everything. God knows where all the pitfalls are. He knows where all the things are people going to hurt you. He knows everything. He knows when there's crisis that we have to go through and the trials and the tribulation. But he said, I'm guiding you with my eye. I can see clearly. But I want one thing, and I love this, but be not as a horse or as a mule. You see, a horse to me is, in scripture, speaks of strength. Don't be strong in yourself that I got to put a bit in your mouth and put a harness on you. He said, be not as a horse or as a mule. Don't be stubborn. Listen to what God has to say. I want you to know truth. That should mean everything to us. So whatever's happening in my life, it's so far from knowing why it's happening. Because it's working for good. And it's not just for us. It's working for good to all them who love God and are called according to his purpose. How many of us prayed for Dorothy today because she fell? You see, it's working together. We're learning how to pray and uphold one another before the throne of God. Praying for Rod, praying for Jerry, praying for all the needs in the body, Bruce, which have no understanding. And I like that because I was studying that even this morning on the way, and it was in a different chapter, but how many times have you pondered the scripture? You believed it, but you really don't understand it yet, but you know it's truth. To him that receives it, believes it, and then receives it, it becomes the power of God, and he will give you the understanding. Mary pondered these things in her heart. She didn't understand all that. It was just she knew it was God. And when she said, how? What did he say? The power of God, the power of the highest is going to come upon you. He says you're going to overcome. You just believe it. Believe what God has said. You may not understand how he's going to do it or why he's doing it. But I believe that we know he's God. There's only one true God. And to think that we can come into the fatherhood of God, we can become a son of God. Many are just getting trapped in, oh, I love serving. I love doing this. I love serving this and doing. He wants someone who knows they can be the very son of God. You're going to come into an intimate fellowship with him. He said, I don't want you to be a stubborn mule and those that have no understanding whose mouth I got to hold in with a bit and a bridle, lest they come near unto thee. Many sorrows shall be to the wicked. But he that trusteth in the Lord, put your confidence in the Lord. I don't know what everyone's going through, but I believe everyone has something that they're either being tried on, tested on, tempted with. Everyone has something. But God is bringing us to the place of trust. I trust in thee, O God. O God, you are my God, and I will ever trust thee. He that trusteth in the Lord, mercy shall compass him about. Mercy is new every morning. He knows we are vessels of mercy. He must extend that mercy and that grace to help us in the time of need. Why would he say, when I am weak, then am I strong? If we're strong in ourselves and we can overcome in ourselves, we have no need. There is no need. It's when you're small. Who hath despised the day of small things? You see, no one who wants to look small, little. But in God's eyes, little is much. Because God's in it. God's going to increase it. He said, be glad in the Lord. Rejoice, you righteous. Can you rejoice in the Lord in the midst of trials? And that's okay if we can't. Sometimes I can't. But what does he do? You believe me, and I do believe him. But I don't want to be just like the word of God said. The devils believe in God, and they tremble. I want to believe in God and have the action that follows it. I want to show, like Paul said, he taught all these things, and it's by faith. We must believe. And James didn't argue with Paul, and Paul didn't come against James. They were just saying, James said, you show me your faith. Show me what you're believing in, and I'll show you my works. Because if you don't have works, your faith, it's dead, it's vain. There should be something following when God gives you an understanding. You begin to step, maybe you're being still and knowing, I'm God, not you. You can do nothing without me. Have you ever been brought to that place? What am I going to do? How is this going to happen? How am I going to make all this work out? It's not for you to do. It is His. Lord, there's a lesson to be brought this morning. It is His to do it. And that's why He gets glory for it. When there's an increase by preaching these words, it's God. It is God who does it. In 1 John, it said, God is light, and in Him is no darkness at all. None. I want us to go to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Full overcomers. And don't think you are already, because we are overcoming. A lot of people say, well, I am, and I really don't care about the rest of the body. I just want to get out of here. I'm just believing God. We need to have the love of God. That's missing. How did God love you? It's a circle of love. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. But of the times and seasons, brethren, you have no need that I write unto you. I don't need to. For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. The day of the Lord is coming in as a thief in the night. For when they shall say, they can say it by messages, we've been hearing it, Jesus is coming. When they shall say peace and safety, then what? Sudden destruction shall come upon them. And oh, I got to tell you what He gave me this morning about the bride. You remember the calm before the storm? And I was thinking, Lord, I know You brought this to my heart. What is she doing? She's entering into His rest. She's calm before Him. She's resting in Him. But when He gets her in that complete place of rest, it's all Him. He's worked a perfect work. That bride is like a calm before the storm. She's resting. She's resting. Not everybody's resting, but she is. Because she knows, without Him, I can do nothing. He's the vine. I'm the branch. He wants me to abide in Him and bring forth that love, joy, peace, self-control. He wants all that. Okay. Peace and safety, they say this. Then sudden destruction cometh upon them as travail upon a woman with child. And if you've ever been in travail with a baby, you'll know what I'm talking about. And they shall not escape. But you, brethren, now get it. You, brethren, you are not in darkness. Why? Because we're in the Lord. And in Him is God, there is no darkness at all. He's finishing. He's letting us entering into the person and the work of Christ. We enter into that finished work. Labor to enter into that rest. Brethren, you are not in darkness, that the day should overtake you as a thief. You are all the children of light and the children of day, of the day. We are not of the night and we are not of the darkness. Okay? Now that's the word of God. Let's look in here. You are children of light. You're like a lampstand. You're spreading the light, the gospel, Jesus, everywhere you go. And I can't say if you are or if you're not. But we can't take parts of this word of God, the light. We can't take parts of it and want to spread that news. We must spread the whole gospel. We must preach all of it, Paul said, I have not shunned to preach unto you the whole, what? Counsel of God. Men do not want to be counseled. They think you're trying to cancel them. It is Christ that liveth in me. It is no longer I that liveth. You are children of light, children of day, not of night, nor of the darkness. Therefore, if you're children of light and of the day, you're not of the night, you're not walking in the darkness. Therefore, because of that, therefore, let us not sleep. What do people do when they get weary, when they get tired? I'm tired, Lord. Just go to bed and go to sleep. Then you don't even know what's going on, right? All right, now watch. Therefore, let us not sleep. Don't go to sleep. It is high time. Wake up out of sleep, as do others. Don't sleep as do others. But let us not sleep, but let us watch. Okay, let us watch. Let us be alert. Be vigilant. And be calm. Be calm. Jesus is coming. Okay? Be calm. Enter in to that rest. Let us watch. Now, let us be sober. That means you're going to be self-controlled, disciplined. You're disciplined by the word of God. Clear-headed. You've cast down all those thoughts and imaginations, all those high things, proud. It's coming against the knowledge of God. Even pride, it puts their eyes on you. And it can be in your low times or your high times. It's to be on Jesus and in Him and Him alone. Don't sleep as do the others. Let us watch and let us be sober. They that sleep. Oh, I don't want to go there yet. Sorry. Thank you, Lord. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others. Okay? Now, if you're not asleep and you're awake, if you're asleep, can you watch? Can you be alert? Are you looking for the coming of the Lord? Are your eyes upon Him? Or is it upon your overcoming, my walk, my? Or is it on the coming of the Lord? He's coming every day to our hearts. We love His appearing now. If we don't love His appearing now, we're not going to be excited at His coming. We must take that word of God and allow Him to give us the understanding. And when He begins to show you all that word, you're going to be so excited, and it's the word of God. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. It cuts coming and going. When you give out the word of God, don't you think it has to cut in this house first? And if it doesn't, something's wrong. We should be an example. Am I allowing Him to perfect that which concerns me? He's perfect. His ways are perfect, and He wants our ways to be perfect. There's only one way. Let Him guide you with His eye. Let Him instruct you. Don't be rebellious. Don't be stubborn. Hold those feet down. I'm not going. I'm not walking in this. Just go, because the voice of your beloved is calling. He's wanting you to step out and believe Him. Peter stepped out of that boat. He got out. There were others in there. Others are watching your life. Are you willing to get out of your comfort zone and enter into whatever God allows in your life? Lord, if that's you, I mean, come on now. Would you want to get out of a boat and walk on this water? Lord, if it's you, would you bid me come? He will. If this is you, tell me to come, Lord. And he gets out there, Others are staying in their comfort. They don't want to get out. They're fine where they're at. I've been there a long time in a lot of other things. But the Lord said, you better get out of that comfort zone. I want you to walk with me. I'm going to talk to you. You're going to learn to, you're learning to lean upon me. You're going to find more power than you ever dreamed. It's all because you're leaning on Jesus. He stepped out. He believed it was him. He said, you come. How many times has God said, I want you to come, come. And you get out there and you begin to walk and all of a sudden, boom, a trial hits or the waves come. And we go, ah, and we sink. That's okay, you're growing up. But who is always faithful? It's never you that's faithful. He goes, here, and he lifts you back up and he gives you the faith to continue on. And we know why we're faithful is because of his faithfulness. It's we're living by the faith of the Son of God. And he tells them when Peter gets out there and he lifts him back up, do you know Peter could have swam back to that boat at any second? I'm going back. How many people have gone back to their comfort? I mean, we got to take this seriously. I've gone back to my comfort zones. Oh, it's too hard out here. I'm going back to this. Why are you going back to bondage? Why are you going back to something you wanted to be delivered from? I delivered you from to bring you to. I want you to enjoy all the goodness of God. I want you to take all this truth in. Let it become my all in all. In everything, give thanks. And as I look at this, he said, well, because you're not asleep, you're watching. You're alert. You're looking for him. And you're sober. You're not drunken on religion. You're not drunken on the cares of this world. People can get drunken on the things of this life. But the only one who can show that is what? Truth. I'm the way. I'm the truth. You need truth. Do you not know you are the temple of the living God? He's not a dead God. I read about the dead gods that they were praying to. They didn't come in and do anything. Well, maybe he's asleep. Pray harder. They cut themselves. They did everything. Let me make myself suffer a little more and then God will come and help me. No. Elijah believed God. He believed what God said. That's it. And we leave the results in his hands. And he'll give you a little here and a little there. Remember, little as much when God is in it? No man wants the whole understanding. They want it all right now. Give me it all, Lord. I will in my time. God's everything is a perfect time, just like the coming of the Lord. There is an appointed time. She's to be ready. Don't you want to be at perfect rest and worshiping him and calling on him, looking for him in every area of your life? And when he comes, will he find what? Faith. Were you believing the word of God that was given you? Are you heeding to the call? Are we listening when he says these things to us? You know, I looked and it was like in James 4:1-6. I'm going to go over there real quick. James 4. Where is it? I got so much scribbling. Oh, from whence come these wars and fightings among you? Where in the world is that coming from? Come they not hence even of your lusts that is warring in your members? You lust. You have not. You kill. You desire to have. You can't obtain it. You fight. You war. You have not. Because you don't even ask me. You ask not. You ask and receive it not. And you go, you said ask, believe, receive. It's because you're asking amiss. It's not, that's not God's will. Your attitude is wrong. I've got, he's doing a perfect work. We think that when God, oh Lord, I'm going to receive it, I believe it, and he is going to do it. That's what we have to believe. And just because we don't see it, maybe there's an attitude of change that needs to happen. He's working on the inside. He said, I want truth in your inward parts. Because you can't overcome, you can't love, you can't forgive, you can't walk, you can't do nothing. That's why we need to say, Lord, I need truth. I need truth. He even talks about the friendship of the world. It's enmity with God. I had to talk to someone last night. You know, they'll call you and they say things and you have to preach the truth. You have to say it. To him that much is given, much is going to be required. Oh, Lord, I want to know. Well, you're going to be required to it. When he reveals things about things that's going on in the world, he doesn't want us getting all caught up with the care. It'll choke out the word. He wants you caught up with him. He wants you caught up with him in all things. He said, whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world, he's an enemy of God. You look at the world. Do you think he wants us friends of the world and the way it's going? Do you think that the scripture saith in vain, the spirit that dwells in us, he's lusting to envy? I don't think so. No, he wants us to know, but he giveth more grace. Wherefore he saith, God resists the proud. Well, Lord, why aren't you saying something? Why aren't you doing it? You got it. Handle it. How's it going? Is it working out for you? He giveth more grace. That's what we're about. He's the God of all grace. Wherefore he saith, God resists the proud. If you're proud, God resists it. He don't want nothing to do with pride. He may chasten us to show us the right way. But here's our God. He giveth grace to the humble. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are those who, they have all this need of him. I mean, lately it just seems like he is giving more and more of, I want you to know me. Me and nothing else. It's new to us. All these new steps that we're taking are ordered of God. You haven't been this way heretofore. Are these new steps? Have you been in this thing that you're going through before? Well, then you haven't walked this way heretofore. We need his grace. He sees our heart. He sees our trial. He sees they that sow in tears are going to reap with joy. Oh, I shouldn't cry in front of people. See, I was taught that years ago. You don't cry at funerals. I was taught that because you don't really believe God then. No, he said, sorrow not as others that have no hope. They don't think they'll ever see him again or, oh, did they go to heaven? You know, no hope. Hope that is seen is not hope. Do you believe in him? My hope is in thee. Whether I'm here or whether I'm there, I am yours, Lord. You bought me. And I'm thankful that we are the temple of a living God, not a dead God. So if you need the power to overcome, he's going to give it to you. Revelation 22, I got to run there real quick because he told me to. In verse 22, and behold, I come. I come quickly. So if he comes quickly, we need to know that it could be in the twinkle of an eye, any moment, any time. Just be prepared. Oh, well, I better get busy and prepare myself. No. He prepares us for that place. That city whose building and maker is God, there's nothing going to be in that place, nothing that is defiling. You know why? Because he is but one. He is one. He was undefiled. He was without blame. What does he say about the bride? You will be that one. She is but one. It's not, oh, you're the only one. It's one in the beloved. You're taking your place. If you're blameless, you're in Christ. All these things are, these are all new things, a new and a living way for us. Behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give every man according as his work shall be. There are people who are doing their own works too. But there are people who, it's his work. It's his person. It's all him. He said, I'm the Alpha. I am the Omega. I'm the beginning and I'm the end. I'm the first and I am the last. I don't see my name in there. It's him. All him. Jesus, I, Jesus, have sent mine angel, in verse 16, Revelation 22, to testify unto you these things in the churches. You tell them it's all him. And when they start saying, well, why do you judge this and judge that? It isn't I that judgeth. It is he that judges. It is his word that judges, not I. I am the root. That's where it starts. And the offspring of David, the bright and the morning star, and the Spirit. The Holy Spirit and the bride. Remember Eliezer came to get Rebecca? They journeyed far, but she just went where the Spirit led her. Wherever Eliezer took her, she went. The Spirit and the bride, now they're in agreement. Come, they say come. Because out of the abundance of heart, a mouth is going to speak. And let him that heareth, when they begin to speak, someone's listening. It may be one. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches. And let him that heareth say, come. Let him that is athirst, are you thirsty? Do you need a drink? Come. Let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take of the water of life freely. This life is freely given. Freely I've received and freely I give. I don't expect you to be nice to me or anybody else. Freely I received and freely I give it out. Why? It's not you. Jesus loved the unlovable. He came to save, not to kill and rob and steal and destroy people. He came that they may have life and not just give them life. This is an abundant life. I went through the scripture and there was the four living ones. Notice, living ones. Living, living. The word of God is alive. It's quick. It's alive. Who's taking in this life? I am the bread that came down from heaven. I am that life. Everything we have, it should be living bread. Living. This light, everything is going to be living. Foundation's been laid. What are you building with? Gold, silver, and precious stones. You're going to get a reward for that. He'll have it. He'll have it right for you. It's a promise in the Word of God. You've got to go in and you need to study those seven churches. Where are you? Where are you? Are you where the full purpose church? That's where he wanted us to reside, in the heavenlies. Blessed. You, he did it all for me. We have to see that personally. And then Satan comes along and goes, look over here, I got something to tempt you with. That's nothing. It's nothing better than him. He freed us from all these things. You shall know the truth. The truth is going to make you free. That's a new life. All this other stuff, even if they go back, it's nothing. The children of Israel, what does it say in Hebrews? They entered not because of one thing, unbelief. We must believe, not because you understand it all. Just believe what God has said. There's a reward for you. Go in and find out what your reward is. Go in and see. What is your desire? I'll give you the desires of your heart. Wonder what it's going to be. I just want to be all surrendered unto him. That's why I love the words of that song. The bride eyes not her garment. Oh, look at me, I'm overcoming. No. But at her bridegroom's face, she's looking at him. She's falling in love with him. You did this for me? You see, we think we know all that he did for us. We don't even realize what he really has done, but study to know truth. Him. We need the truth of God's word. And if we don't preach the truth, they're not going to be free. They're going to be still stuck in their bondage and their hardship. They're going to be stuck in no love, no forgiveness. But when we have truth, it's going to make you free. Free to love, free to forgive. You'll go, oh, Lord, I know how to forgive now. I love this. Well, he'll bring the most trial in your life, and you'll go, I can't forgive. But that's just to say, I can. He's saying, these things that happen to us, look unto Jesus. He's the author, and he's the finisher of the faith. He's the finisher of it. Think of all that he's done for us and his faithfulness. Let's all stand.